It is 7:30 and about 35 people have gathered for the assembly. Pepe Slam Dunk remembers times from last year when the turnout was higher.
Last year the amphitheater was full of people, maybe 100 people at a time. We'd have people on the sidewalk waiting to get in. At our rallies we'd have 1,500 people chanting, marching, holding signs. It's good to see the turnout that we have tonight. A lot of old faces, a lot of really good people. I'm excited for what we're going to do tonight and what's going to happen in the future. We're still here and we're still doing it.
Even though this General Assembly had fewer participants than at the height of the movement, most of them volunteer for various groups associated with Occupy Tampa. Jake Vignes called the General Assembly.
We're all working on a number of different things. There's the Tampa Light Brigade, which is pretty simple. We hold lighted signs over highways to catch traffic and get out messages. The other is the Tampa Solidarity Network, where basically we try to help people with who are having individual problems, you know, with like bosses and landlords and so forth, and help to like organize them and help them to organize their communities to sort of stand up to them and fight back and, you know, build solidarity within the community. The other thing we've been working with, I think a couple of our people have been working to help clean up this one church in West Tampa that's been doing adverse possession work. I've been basically trying to help a gentleman who's been having problems with code enforcement in West Tampa. Some people have been doing OTTV, which is an internet broadcast. They do that every two weeks.
Members of different affinity groups reported on their progress and called for collaboration in future actions. Elizabeth Toms updated the group about weekly public feedings by the local Food Not Bombs chapter.
Starting at 8 a.m. Tuesday mornings over at Likes Gaslight Park, typically go to about 10 a.m. We invite everyone out. We realize it's a hard time for people to come out. That's why we're going to have our first Saturday sharing at 3 p.m. at Borel Park, which is off Nebraska Avenue, on the first Saturday of May. The reason we do Tuesday mornings down here is because a lot of other organizations don't do breakfast on weekdays, so it's a big hit. If anyone ever wants to donate food, that's cool. We have ended up giving a lot of food to the Well Pavilion Empowerment Center. We've donated a lot there.
Susie Shannon from USF is involved in the Tampa Light Brigade, Occupy Tampa TV, and Tampa Solidarity Network.
The private sector is sucking all the wealth out of the nation into their own pockets, and it has to stop. So however way we can do it.
Do you remember any success stories over the course of time that you've tried to bring about change? Have you met with the results of your actions?
The Tampa Solidarity Network was formed just for that very thing, because we don't usually see results. You know, we agitate and organize and everything, but they find ways around anything we ask for, or they never intend to do it in the first place. So the Tampa Solidarity Network, we took on smaller battles so that we can see actual results.
Later, Shannon pointed out a successful activism including resolving the case of landlord who had ordered a tenant to leave the apartment for 6 weeks for bedbug extermination. Chris Partridge says he will recognize Tax Day this month by giving a video game face to corporate tax avoidance.
Well, I've been working with the National Overpass Light Brigade group to put out an upcoming Tax Day spectacle regarding, you know, tax dodgers and tax evaders, as they've kind of dubbed it. And there's some exciting stuff. I believe there's an organized action that maybe on the 10th, if they can get everybody coordinated across the country, the different light brigades, and they'll be doing some projections and some displays of light as they're already known for. We've also got a Facebook page out there that's also sharing all this information with a fun theme that's been developed. And I've basically been doing the graphics and set up that page. Come check out and find out more information. You can find it on facebook.com/taxevaders.
At last night's meeting, Occupy Tampa decided to hold a General Assembly the first Sunday of every month. You can find out more on their Facebook page. For WMNF News, I am Linka Davis in Tampa.